students commanded the new theory. But Robert's lack of tact made others leery. He could be engaging and considerate one moment and in the next rudely cut someone off. At the dinner table, he was polite and formal to an extreme, but he seemed incapable of tolerating banalities. "The trouble is that Oppie is so quick on the trigger intellectually," complained one of his fellow students, Edward U. Condon, "that he puts the other guy at a disadvantage. And, damn it, he is always right, or at least right enough." Having just earned his Ph.D. from Berkeley in 1926, Condon was struggling to support a wife and an infant child on a small postdoctoral fellowship. It annoyed him that Oppenheimer spent money so casually on food and fine clothes, while seeming blissfully unaware of his friend's familial responsibilities. One day, Robert invited Ed and Emily Condon out for a walk, but Emily explained that she had to stay with the baby. The Condons were startled when Robert replied, "All right, we'll leave you to your peasant tasks." And yet, despite his occasional cutting remarks, Robert often displayed a sense of humor. Upon seeing Carl Compton's 2-year-old daughter pretending to read a small red book, which just happened to be on the topic of birth control, Robert looked over at the very pregnant Mrs. Compton and quipped, "A little late."